Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today it's the House of Ordonnaux, and we speak to Antoine. Antoine, how are you?
Hi, Max. Really good, actually. Thank you for having me today. Huh?
My pleasure. So, who are you, Antoine, and what do you do?
So, I belong to the fourth generation, actually, of the Ordonnaux. It was bought by my great-grandfather in 1911. It was only in the 50s that my grandfather launched the small brand Cognac Ordonnaux. So now it's been 70 years ago. And nowadays, so it's run by my cousin and my two brothers. So it's really a family affair. And we have 30 hectares only in the Borderie. So the Borderie, for those who don't know, it's the smallest and the rarest in the AOC Cognac. And really important, we are only 10 minutes from Cognac.
And are you vigneron indépendant? So do you only use your own grapes and harvest?
Yeah, definitely. We use only our grapes and harvest. So we all our cognac, our quality, they are really, from single estate, single vineyard, and single cru.
What else can you tell us about Ordonnaux?
Actually, we manage everything from the vineyard, so from the grape, to the bottle. So we have everything in our domain. We have our bottling line, we have everything.
So with 30 hectares, which is, it's not small, but it's also not a huge vineyard, I would say. For Borderie, of course, which is a small, very specific cru, it's kind of substantial, I would say, already. Yeah. But I wonder, can you say how many bottles you produce on average per year? Is that the number you can give out?
An average, we produce an average of 5,000 bottles every year.
Wow, yeah, that's not a lot. So you're really a boutique.
Exactly. It's a really small, but we're going to expand a bit next year. We're going to try to, but we don't want, to be huge.
Expand means you will try to acquire some more hectares or plant?
Alors, in Borderie, no. Actually, yeah, we plant every year, We renew our vineyard because it's some of the variety are really old. But no, we're just going to try to develop the export with some few markets and that's it. I don't know, maybe it's if in 5 years we can reach 10,000 bottles, it will be really good, actually.
Yeah.
But not really much.
And is this vineyard largely Uni Blanc grape variety?
Yes, we use only Uni Blanc.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And are you also providing, I assume that you also provide a large négociant with some cognac, and then you also have your own family brand. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly, of course. Yeah, we have a good relationship with one of them for the last 30 years.
Okay. Can you say who you have a contract with, or is that would you rather not?
No. We're in the Borderie. We work with Martin.
Can you explain how the work in your family is organized between your cousins and yourself and your brothers?
Actually, my cousin manage all the vineyard with my two brothers. So they are really, my cousin is really the expert, for all the grape and etc. Of course, all the harvests are made with everyone. Then the distillation, it's only my cousin and one of my brother is going to start this year also. So we'll be working with him. So those two. And then for the blending part, so it was my cousin until this year. And I made my first blend this year.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you. So for our VSOP, so first quality, and so it will be from now on.
Nice. Did you entirely reinvent the VSOP, or did you just stay on the same red line?
No. We try to renew a bit, because of course our father, our grandfather, etc., use use some sugar, some caramel, etc. for the color. And now we really want to not to use this kind of stuff to aromate our cognac. So we will use only water and etc. to reduce it. So that's how we made it. And then for the bottling part, so we have our own bottling line in our domain. And so of course it's the same. It's only with family, and sometimes we have some friends who come to help us.
Great, that sounds like fun. How many pot stills do you have? How many alambic?
Actually, we have two. One of 25 hectoliter and one 13 hectoliter.
13.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, okay. So the 13 hectoliters, that must be the older one, I assume, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's really old, this one.
And with 30 hectares, I guess, if you have another 10 hectares, it would get a little bit complicated with these two alambic to distill, right?
Yeah, it can. It can start a bit complicated. We'll see maybe in 5 or 10 years. Huh? I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So Antoine, let's talk about the product we taste today. What is it?
Sure. So today we are tasting our Treveil Reserve de Borderie. So it's our oldest and finest quality.
So if you say it's your oldest quality, what can we imagine?
So for us, it's really a product where you find all the typicity of the Borderie, you know. So as I said before, so we are in the Borderie. We are very close from Cognac. Here the land is shallow, so there is therefore a constancy between the different harvests, both in volume and quality, from one year to the next. You know, so this results in very homogeneous batches during blending and a quality specific to the Borderie and our Cognac. That's what we said. We really try, you know, to have the same quality, of course, in every batch. Normally, yeah, we bottle one batch every year. Depends of the order, but normally we do like that. So we really try, you know, to have a consistency. Depends of the harvest. So it can sometimes we can have, I don't know, we can smell a bit less the violet because for this year we have less sun or whatever. So it depends. It really depends. But we really try to have the same quality. It's really important for us. So in terms of age, it has matured between 25 to 30 years in our oak barrel. So how do we make this cognac? Normally, so it's a blending, it's made by blending. So from different years, we select two barrels. So two barrels, which seems to us, the most complementary from a visual point of view, of course, the color, and also for the taste.
So two barrels means two vintages, two lots, or?
Exactly, yeah, two lots, yeah. So, and normally, so those two barrels for the Treveil Reserve, they are around 55 to 65 degrees. So depending, of course, on the ages. And then, so of course, we have to rectify this blend, and we use osmosis water to lower the alcohol level and to soften it. So that's how it works. And this work, we rectify the blend. It will last around six months to 8 months. And to, at the end, obtain a cognac of 40% ABV. So this is our standard. And we prefer to drink them at that degree. For us, it's smoother and pleasant, you know. And we find also that at that degree, they reveal their full body.
So it's really a choice to get them at 40 or 80 proof.
Around 40, yeah.
So about the taste, nose and taste and so on, what can you tell us about this cognac?
As I said earlier, you know, actually in all our products, you will really find the typicity of the Borderie. So you will smell the violets, the dried fruit. Our Treveil Reserve de Borderie is full-bodied and rich in flavor. I prefer to drink the Treveil Reserve neat for we test the aroma, all the aroma. Like that, you know, with nothing else, not coffee, not chocolate, nothing, just like neat.
Would you say it's a typical Borderie cognac, this Treveil Reserve?
Yeah, definitely.
Because for our listeners, I think it's great to then discover like a very specific Borderie cognac, only made of two different lots. So I think that's very pure and gives you a very good idea.
But we try to, yeah.
Fantastic, Antoine. Thank you very much for that. That was a great intro. We will talk very soon. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Max. It was really pleasant. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Antoine. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!